And so I think it's in hopes of praise or acceptance. They need a virgin for bait. Obviously, their mother will not do. We read over in the middle 255, it seemed that the unicorn was as swift and timid as the antelope and could only be captured in one way. You had to have a maid for bait, and when the unicorn perceived her alone, so she has to be alone, he would immediately come to lay his horn in her lap. So they think of Meg. They go get Meg. Meg is a kitchen maid, very unwilling participant in this. They kind of have to drag her out in the field. Don't they tie her up? Don't they tie her to a tree or something? With her hair, they tie her to a tree with her own hair. Boys, oh gosh. Probably just do without them, right? What's Agravain? What's Agravain saying here at the beginning? He says on the bottom of 256, after they had secured the virgin, the four boys stood round her, discussing the next stage. They'd abstracted real boar spears from the armory so that they were properly armed. This girl, said Agravain, is my mother. He's just scary, you know. If you had this kid for a real child, you definitely want to put him in an institution, preferably in another country. Get him as far away from you as possible. Well, anyway, they leave Meg alone, and in good Freudian style here, of course, the unicorn's going to show up. What's Gareth's position on all this?